You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey, beauties. Welcome to episode 3 of The Purpose Show, How My Morning Ritual is Changing My Life. So again, I feel like I'm going to say this a lot, but this episode comes out of questions that I get a lot, specifically on Instagram, where I am most active and responsive. And I started making some changes to my mornings a few months ago, and it's really been profound. A lot has changed. A lot has shifted for me. I started to get, for lack of a better, less commonly used word, really intentional about what I was doing in the mornings instead of just waking up early and getting a jump on the day. I started thinking, you know, okay, I am waking up early, and that was a big shift for me. You know, I've talked about that before. I used to be like a total night owl. I'm naturally a night owl, but it just wasn't serving me. And with my life and my kids and what I've got on my plate, it works better for me and makes me a more productive, responsible person, purposeful person to get to be an early riser. So I trained myself to how to be an early riser, and I made that shift. And I'll link to some of those blog post episodes that I've written all about how I did that and how you can do that and all of that stuff in the show notes. But getting up early and getting a jump on the day is great. I would like start to work and get, you know, my most important task done. And I started to realize, you know, while that's great, and I think there's seasons for that for sure, you know, my morning hours are kind of my best hours, and I'm spending them on tasks. What if I spent them on myself and my faith? And I really got refocused my morning hours, and I really got intentional about taking care of myself and my soul and my mind before the day starts. Instead of like waking up and jumping right into work, what if I did like self-care and had quiet time like right away? I've always done a little bit of that, but it was just like 10 minutes. Like I would wake up and make a cup of coffee and just kind of wake myself up for a little bit. And then I would like go and sit and, you know, read a devotional for the day or read the Bible or just pray for like 10 to 15 minutes, definitely no more than that. And just kind of give myself a good start to the day. And then I'd go and kind of jump into getting a load of laundry in, unloading the dishwasher, getting an hour of work done, knocking out my most pressing tasks so that I didn't have to worry about it during the day. And again, that has so many perks. And there was a season of my life and my business where I had to do that. When my husband was working outside of the home, and I was starting the business, I didn't have a team. I couldn't afford to hire a team. It was really difficult. I had to do everything myself, and I had to make this business a success. Failure was not an option. So I had to get up at like 4 or 5 in the morning, and I had to work because that was the only time of the day that I had to work. But now things are different. My life has shifted just like everyone's life does. Things ebb and flow and seasons change. And in this season of my life, I don't really have to do that. So I found myself doing that still just out of habit, not getting up at 4 a.m. because I didn't need to do that anymore, but, you know, getting up early, definitely like no later than 6, usually like around 5, and just kind of getting a jump on the day because it just made me feel good and productive. But it wasn't really serving me as well as taking care of myself first thing in the morning would. So I hope that's making sense. So in this season of my life, I started to change my morning ritual. And I had a conversation with, I'm in a like a business mastermind, and the leader of that group is somebody who's very well known and respected in the online business industry. And I was talking with her about this, and she kind of gave me some ideas to like, you know, why don't you try this, do this in the morning and spend an hour on self-care in the morning and see how you feel after like a month. And I was thinking an hour, oh my gosh, like a full hour on like just that, that seems like a waste. And I'm just being honest, that was my first thought, but I was like, okay, I'll try it. So over time, this is kind of where I've condensed my, how I've condensed my morning ritual down to kind of this science that works really well for me. I'm going to share it with you, what each thing is, how I do it, how long it takes me, and how I make it happen every morning. Okay, so I wake up around 5 or 5:30, and the first thing that I do is I make a cup of coffee, and I just kind of get quiet. So I sit there. I usually just sit on the floor. I don't know. It helps me feel centered. It just helps than sitting on the couch. So I sit on the floor and I just kind of quiet myself. I enjoy my coffee and I try to just be really present. And how I be really present is I focus on the things around me, like the silence. Sometimes I close my eyes. I focus on how good the coffee tastes. And that first cup of coffee in the morning is honestly such a gift. And it's such a small, simple joy for me. So I focus on little details and the smell of the candle that I've lit, the crackling of the fireplace if I've turned it on, you know, things like that. I focus on those things. And then as, you know, after a few minutes pass and I've had a little bit of my coffee, I kind of let this time leak into meditation. And so the way that I meditate, and if you're, you know, I'm a Christian, so a lot of times in that faith, meditation is like, oh my gosh, you meditate? What? And it's like, let's just relax. Meditation is so powerful. It's very biblical. It depends on what you're thinking about and how you're going about it. And so for me, meditation looks like reciting, like thinking about, sometimes I say it audibly, but sometimes I just say it in my head, like a word or a phrase or a scripture or something with my eyes closed to help me stay present and not get distracted. And I focus on this. So let's just, for example, let's say that my word is, you know, abundance. If I'm feeling like that word really speaks to me today and I really need to focus on that, and I just take a deep breath and I close my eyes and I just start reciting that word, you know, abundance, abundance, you know, abundance again and again. And I'm focusing, I'm intentionally choosing to focus on that word. And I invite, you know, the Lord to join me in my morning routine and to be present with me. And, you know, I'll kind of like sometimes a distracting thought will come, like distracting thoughts will come. It's not a matter of like if they come, they will come. So when a distracting thought comes, I acknowledge that it's there and then I purposely let it go. I used to keep like a journal next to me and like write it down so that I could deal with it later and feel like, okay, like I'll handle it later. So now I can let it go without feeling stressed. That was actually really not serving me and it was actually really distracting me, and that's not meditating. So now when a distracting thought comes, like something that I need to do today or something that I forgot to do yesterday or, you know, something, whatever, no matter how panic-filled it is, I acknowledge that it's there and then I completely let it go and I don't worry about it. And I have to make that intentional choice. And then I come back to my word or my phrase and my breathing. When you focus on a word or a phrase, you focus on how you're breathing. It keeps you focused. It reduces your cortisol like mad. Do this for like 10 to 15 minutes and it literally, science has proven, it reduces your cortisol like crazy. It is so good for you. And you can make this work for you, like whatever your faith is. If you have, you know, faith, like that's, and can make it work for you, whatever. So for me, I'll usually choose a scripture, like a short one or a piece of scripture or just a word or thought or phrase that I've kind of felt on my heart recently or something that I, you know that I need to get back to and just kind of focus on it. And I'm just quiet. I'm breathing. My eyes are closed. I'm focused on this word or phrase. And I have a little like timer on my phone that makes like a non-jarring beeping sound when the 10 minutes are up. 10 minutes is a great place to start. And I haven't gone above that. I still am like at 10 minutes. Sometimes I do 15, but it's pretty rare. It's usually 10 minutes. And that's it. It's as simple as that. After my coffee and meditation time, I go into prayer. I usually get up and finish my cup of coffee while I kind of just walk around my downstairs and just kind of pray out loud in a whisper because my kids are sleeping. I just pray. I just give God the day. I just talk to him about what's on my heart. If anything kind of hit me while I was having my meditation time, I'll give that to him and talk it out with him and just pray through that. And it's just a really good time. I'll sometimes just pray about my day. Sometimes I'll pray about something that's really heavy going on in my life. If that's there, whatever the day brings, I'll pray about it. After my prayer time, I do something called morning pages. I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but it's basically just journaling at least 3 pages a day. And it's just really like, you first journal like your thoughts, like what's going on with your thoughts, like just let it out, let out whatever comes out. Sometimes I don't know what to write. And if that happens to you, I encourage you, like, just start writing. I usually, like, if I can't think of anything to write, I'll just write what I'm doing. Like, I'll literally just open my journal and write, I am sitting on my couch, the fire is going, it's really quiet. And then the next sentence just automatically flows. It just start writing something, or write, you know, I really don't want to do this day, or I am really looking forward to this day, like whatever, write something really obvious and it will flow, I promise. So the first page is just like kind of letting it come out of you, like come out, let whatever's inside of you come out. And then like kind of your thoughts about those things. Like, and then the next page is, what are you doing that day? Like, it helps to just get out, like, what's going on this day for you? What's on your calendar? What's on your agenda? What's on your to-do list? What do you kind of have in front of you? And just write it out and plan it out. Just kind of helps you collect your thoughts and get mentally ready for what's on your to-do list that day. And the last page, the third page, is gratitude. What are you thankful for? Don't be vague or obvious, be specific. You'll find that you get more specific as days go on. So instead of just writing like my husband, you know, you'll maybe find like yourself writing, you know, the color of my husband's eyes, my husband's mild temper or whatever, my mild manneredness or whatever, something like that. Get specific, you know, the color of the leaves this season, you know, the chirping bird outside, whatever, not to sound too cheesy, but you know what I mean? Just what are you grateful for? And fill a page. Hey friends, it's Allie. Have you heard of the Supermom Vault yet? The Supermom Vault is a library of inspiration that I created for you. It holds replays of my very best online workshops that aren't available anywhere else, tons of really actionable PDFs that are downloadable with just one click, more than 20 audio and video trainings from me, and professionally designed printables for your home to keep you focused and inspired. The Supermom Vault is only $39, and it's available at AllieCasaza.com/all courses. So check it out. It's a really good, simple start. If you want more inspiration than just the podcast, you wish there were more episodes, you want to get more detailed, you want video, you want PDFs, you want to download things and kind of get your hands on something to really get you started when it comes to minimalism and simplifying your motherhood, this is definitely the place to go. So AllieCasaza.com/all courses and check it out. Okay, so those are called morning pages, and it's just journaling is so good for you. It's very therapeutic. Again, studies show a lot of really profound things from journaling, and I will link to some of those studies, kind of give you a starting place for researching for yourself, but journaling is so good. I love to journal. It's always been a part of my life, and I encourage you, if it's not, to start there. Morning pages is very simple. Anybody can do it, even if you're not a writer. And the last part of my morning ritual is reading the Bible or a book. Something that is like for my quiet time and personal development. So I pretty much always read my Bible at least for like 10 minutes. And then I will also maybe read like whatever book I'm reading right now. So maybe I'll read a little bit of the Bible or like my devotional for the day and kind of wrap up like my quiet, like self-growth time, and time with the Lord. And then I'll like grab whatever book I'm reading. Like right now I'm rereading The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And so I'll maybe grab that and like read, you know, a few pages before the day starts. My whole morning ritual takes about an hour. That's a lot of time, but I make this a priority. Like it's, I wanted to say it's non-negotiable, but it obviously isn't a little bit negotiable because we moved recently and my morning ritual totally got thrown off. So I can't say it's non-negotiable, but I, you know, that's my heart for it, that it's non-negotiable, that it doesn't get thrown aside, that it's no matter how busy of a day is, I can always get up earlier. You know, I need to make this happen. Here's why it's such a priority. It has changed my life and it matters so much. It has changed everything. It affects deeply my mindset throughout the day. I am just in a different place when I do my morning ritual. I feel better. I feel lighter. I feel more confident. I feel ready for the day. I feel like this general, like, at peaceness in myself. I also, like, again, being a Christian, I invite the Holy Spirit to be with me during that time and rest on me and speak to me. And then at the end of it, I invite him to be with me throughout the day and speak to me and speak through me and just be with me throughout the day. That's huge. And he does. It changes your mindset for your day. Every single morning. It's so powerful. It makes me a more patient person and really affects my attitude. One of my biggest weaknesses is just being really impatient. I'm really impatient and I definitely struggle with anger. So I get like, why can't you go faster? Like, oh my gosh, like with my kids and my husband, I'm really like snappy and impatient. And when I have this meditation time and my morning ritual takes place, I find that I really don't struggle with that. And if I do, it's very, very minimum versus when I don't do my morning ritual. So it just kind of centers me and grounds me and makes me more calm and mellow and at peace. And I notice that I'm much more patient and I have a much better attitude throughout the day. It gives me a sense of gratitude in the midst of difficulties. When I do my morning ritual, I find myself just kind of naturally going towards, well, what's good about this? What can I be grateful for in this? And I spread that to my husband and my children and the people around me. It deeply impacts my mind and my heart. I'm more centered in Christ, especially with how I handle people and circumstances and the hard parts of my job. Those of you who maybe hang around with me on Instagram might see a lot of comments. And sometimes I'll respond to, you know, publicly, like some unkind messages or hurtful words that people will say to me. It's a very difficult part of my job, and people are rude and mean and forward and very judgmental. And so that's a hard part of my job. People think that they know me because I share a lot, and they don't know me. They just know things about me and my life and what I choose to share. And so they'll say things to me like, you seem really, you know, whatever, really, you know, I don't know, fill in the blank today. And I just think that you shouldn't feel like that, or you shouldn't be like that, or you shouldn't have done that. And it's just, they're very open. And it's really difficult. So when I have my morning ritual, I'm more centered in God, more centered in Christ and in the purpose he created me for. So when there's difficult people, when there's rude people out in public, when there's unkind messages in my inbox, when my husband and I just kind of aren't in sync today and it's just kind of weird and it's not making me feel really good that we're just kind of bumping heads today. When my kids are really difficult, when there's a difficult circumstances or something stressful, I am just centered and grounded in faith and in Christ. And that is where I want to live my life. Also, I'm just a better wife, a better mom, a better influencer, a better person. And that alone is so, so worth it. So I'm going to link to a couple of things that I think will help you guys. But really, let me just go over it again. My morning ritual consists of coffee and just kind of being quiet and still for a few minutes. And that leads into my meditation time. And my meditation includes just focusing on like a word or a phrase or a mantra, if you will. Or scripture with my eyes closed for 10 minutes. I have a little timer that goes off. I use the Calm app to focus on my breathing and time my meditation. I'll link to that. And then that's followed by my prayer time. And that's followed by journaling 3 pages called morning pages, letting my thoughts and just whatever's inside of me kind of come out, journaling out what I'm doing that day and what's going on with me that day, and then journaling a page of gratitude. And that's followed by reading the word, reading my Bible, and then reading a little bit of whatever book I'm reading at the time. This is how I fit in reading and how I kind of plow through books quickly. I also fit in reading like in the middle of the day when I'm taking a break, like when my kids are eating lunch, and at night. So I read a lot, but in the morning it definitely happens too. And so again, all of this typically takes about an hour, and I try my best to make this a priority. I try my best to make it non-negotiable. So I hope that helps you and encourages you. I had shared a couple of things about my morning ritual and just gotten swarmed with questions about it, and I totally get it. It's hard to know what works for other moms is really encouraging and inspiring, I think. And it's hard to know like what to do. Getting up early is one thing, but like, you know, what do you do when you get up? Or what's the best way to spend my time? And this has really, really helped me a lot. So I hope it's encouraging to you guys. Again, go to the show notes. I'm going to link to everything that I can think of to help you take action on this. And I'm looking at this episode as sort of like a gateway to more questions. Maybe we could do another episode about this. So if you have questions about this, please reach out to me or email me or message me on Instagram or do something and let me know what your questions are that I did not answer in this episode. And maybe we'll do another episode, like a follow-up one about like more details or whatever. So thank you guys for listening. And I hope that you're encouraged and inspired and that you go and make yourself a good morning ritual that serves you and makes you feel better and more together and confident and peaceful throughout your day. This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up-level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show, head to alikasaza.com for free downloads, courses, classes, and to learn more about what the next step might look like for you. I'm always rooting for you. See you next time.